Thank you, Madam Chair. The next case this evening is case number 12,499. Dick Ennis seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Sections 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast corner of the intersection of Angola Road and John J. Williams Highway Route 24. The 911 address is 22357 John J. Williams Highway, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 11, and Parcel 56.03. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 10-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed detached garage. And staff would also note that to date we have received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Harold Richard Ennis, 22357 John J. Williams Highway, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. Happy holidays to you. Oh, it's been a long time. We bought this property years ago, and for a couple of different reasons, we have not had a chance to build on it. Now we have. We have drawings. I hope each one of you got drawings of a 50 by 50 pole barn that we can build, hopefully. As soon as possible with the permission of the board. This building will be used for boat detailing and boat maintenance. People have come in and wanting oil changes and props installed and so on and so forth, the upholstery, along with the maintenance that I have, a small lawn care. So we will be able to use this in inclement weather that we've been having here lately. It's getting to the point now where I'm up past the 60-year-old mark and I cannot tolerate the elements. So it's be nice to get some shelter over top of our head and go inside. This will not be an eyesore to the community. I don't know if you have the color picture that we have. Did you all get this? Okay. Due to the point where we need to place this pole barn, it is an irregular shaped lot. It is on a slope, approximately 6% downslope. We have been in there practicing with boats on a trailer. The trailer itself is 32 feet long. Overall, with the boat and truck, it's almost 60 foot long. We have tried it down below, which is not a good idea because of the water. It would cost a fortune for a fill that placed it up high enough so the water would not go into the building. We had tried it over on the same angle as Route 24, which is not a good idea due to the fact it's still on a slope. So our home office is the proper location. We've tried it closest to our stone driveway. It did not work properly for turning radius. We tried it east, west, north, and south. So what we are asking for is up against the house where we are working on clearing a couple of bushes actually today. We have an air conditioning unit. We have a propane tank right next to the house, and that would give us plenty of room if we had pushed this back of this building right against that fence line. I don't know if we have a picture of it. Yes, we have a picture of it here. On, I'm going to say, the west side, the 150 line, is where we like to place it, right there. Yes. Yes, right there. Can I go up to the map?
Yes. There's a pen there.
You can use the on the screen.
We tried it here. Is
May I go to the board?
Yeah.
Again, this pontoon trailer and truck is 60 foot long. We do use this stone driveway coming off of Angola Road here. I'm sorry, where's Angola here? Which way? Okay, Angola, right. So our driveway's here, as you can see. And when we come in the driveway, this property here is not ours. So if they should ever sell this, we would not be able to use. There's a temporary gate right here. This driveway here is Joanne Dorman's property. But we've been using it is here and going into our personal property. We're here at the house. So what we've been doing is going along here. We do have verbal permission and a written letter that should I ever fall down and hurt myself, I'd be responsible for it, which is nice of Joanne allowing me to use this property. With that said, if she should ever sell this acreage back here, we would not longer be able to use this gate. We have a gate midway here where we could come in. As we come in, this building would be approximately right parallel to the front of the house and out 50 feet. It'd be 50 by 50. So we would come in. We wouldn't have any boats here. We would come in, go up, and then come back right into the building. There's a small deck here that we have. You know what the old saying is, if mom ain't happy, nobody's happy. She don't want to look out here and have the pole barn sitting here. So she's asked the board and I to ask you to put it over here, somewhat close to the front of the house, parallel. That way she still has a vision of the back, what we call the backyard here. This is a cornfield. This is a cornfield. Barbara next door. I think she's up in the 80s. I haven't seen her for 18 months. This would take the boat sections out and put everything inside here. So if I had any noise, impact wrench or whatever, it would be inside this building from there on.
I apologize for not having all my notes in order here, but they're bounced around a little bit. But like I said, I took stakes and I made a 50 by 50 pole barn in different locations. I've tried it locating it different places. The best spot is where I mentioned. And again, this 1 acre lot is an irregular shape, so I have to be careful where I put it. Since it is on a 5 to 6 degree incline towards Angola by the bay, when you have a pontoon boat and some of these are getting larger, wider, longer, with the decks on top, they're getting top heavy. So with that said, when you come in there, you have to be very careful to make that turn. Any other place, these decks that are very heavy, top heavy, I'm sure you've seen some of them out in the water if you've been out in the water, they are top heavy. You have to be very careful. So we have tried to practice with this, and we've been doing that for a couple weeks now. And again, if we could get permission to build closer to the house as possible, that would help us save some room with the turning radius. Again, this is not going to be an eyesore building. This is a very nice looking building. It's balanced. There is no windows in it. We decided not any windows for security reasons. It will be alarmed by ADT, the same as our home office. We marked the 15 feet off of the property line, and it's so far out that it's actually restricting me from the turn of the radius of these longer boats that we're accomplishing now. Again, as you see, it's the property line along my house, home office, is a little bit narrower than the stone driveway coming up. I wish it was square. I wish it was 250 by 250 square, but it's not. And again, placing it where I need to place it is the safest placement of the pole barn. Inclement weather, we've been having inclement weather for many years. I've been dealing with it, but now that I'm past the 60 mark, it is getting harder and harder on me. Here lately, we've been losing work due to the inclement weather. You tell a customer you can have your boat in a couple of days, and that's not feasible. It's very hard to keep your word. So with inclement weather, we can get inside here. Again, our boat trailer is 32 feet long, and then of course you add a motor on the back of that, you're adding another 3 feet. With a workbench and workspace between the back of the motor and the workbench, we need every bit of this 50 feet. It is balanced out. My better half has worked with Johnny Schaap here, the guy who's building this. They have made it balanced out, and it works on paper. They say it works on the field. So it should work. We're not going to have a concrete floor for a while because of finances. We have to work towards that. We're going to use R-Max right now for the ceiling. We're going to use a couple of maybe salamanders, propane heat for a while to keep us warm in there. Again, we have cornfield, of course, across the street, Sonny Dorman's property, the 1 acre behind is Joanne's property, and of course, the other property behind our neighbor, Barbara Dorman. That's all cornfield also. So as far as anybody...
What's that got to do with it?
Well, anybody that would turn around and think that this building would be out of place, it's not. This is all open space, is what I'm saying. Can I answer any questions?
So there's 5 criteria for granting a variance. Do you have that?
I don't. I apologize. I don't have that.
The uniqueness of the property.
Thank you. It is a corner lot, as you see. It is limited space. Turning the boat is a safety concern. There is other pole barns up and down the road that matches this pole barn that we are proposing to build.
Mr. Ennis, if I may,
mm-hmm.
You had mentioned that there's, I guess, some like low areas on the property where it slopes.
This property from the 150 line where our house home office is down towards Angola Road, it's about a 5 or 6 degree incline there.
Do you get standing water or mud in that areas?
We do, and until we get up and established more than what we are now, we're going to go ahead and I would like to put more stone in there. Right now, it's just me working right now, so until things roll a little bit longer, we can get along and establish some more financing, then we can get some more stone in there and be better off. Right now, I'm the only one working in there, so we're okay. I know basically going there horizontal.
Well, I know you're talking about that, but we're looking at it, the uniqueness of the property. I guess my question was going to be this, I guess you're putting this on the high ground
Correct.
As far away from those low areas as possible so you can functionally use this?
Correct, that is correct.
All right, thank you.
Cannot otherwise be developed. You cannot find another place on that property to put this building?
No, ma'am. It's all inclined down towards angle of road.
I'm familiar with it.
And it's muddy, and it would be, from what I've talked to, I've had an engineer out there, a friend of mine. It would cost some of the neighborhood about $12,000 to build this up on Angola Road where 144.18 is. To bring that up to par or anywhere else along Angola, and I'm sorry, John J. Williams Highway, that would be totally unsafe because of the amount, the speed limit there. The 142.07, the turning radius to get in and around there, it's totally unsafe.
So you're going to put the building on the 1 acre, but you're coming in on Angola. So what does the John J. Williams, you're not going to be using that as your entrance.
Well,
said on there that you had, you know, a lot of boats and it was hard to turn around. Well, and I would think you just have less boats there if the property won't hold it. Well, you to safely maneuver around.
What we're going to do is we're still going to turn around and use the home office lot, the 150 by 150, that half acre lot there. We're still going to use that. We're not going to turn around and right now we have boats sitting on Joanne's property. Sitting on, may I use the screen again?
No, that's fine. We understand.
We got lot on the back side, let me call it the south side of our property. We have.
So you have boats on other people's property?
We have permission to park there until we're done working on them. Then we call the customer and have them come pick them up. Right where the driveway goes from our property, cuts through Joanne's, it goes into there. We have, along that back side there, we have boats sitting in there, which we call the staging area.
All right, well, but we are talking about your property. How is this not created by you?
What do you mean by that?
You're requesting a variance, and one of the criteria is that it's not created by the applicant. So how you have room on that 1 acre,
yes,
to be within the setbacks. Why is it not created by you?
It would be better if we were at the 15 setback line, we would be pushed out into the 1 acre lot, out into our boat yard.
Yeah.
I think the 15 feet could be reduced to 8 or
Why?
10. Just so we could have a better radius turn. It'd be a safer
turn. Well, if you had less boats out there at one time, you'd have a better radius turn, correct? You could.
It's not the boats that's holding us.
You could build this to the setbacks.
Yeah, I would like permission to come up closer to the fence line.
Well, on one of these surveys, there's quite a number here, but it says that you're consolidating the parcels. Is that correct?
I don't know if that we ever consolidated them, because the boatyard is in Dick Ennis, Inc. The home office is under Harold R. Ennis, Jr.
Well, then why in the world do we even have it on here?
Jenny and I actually met with Mr. Ennis last Friday, and we did take a look at the plans, and we had noted that there was a lot consolidation plan in this file. However, we did not see that it was ever recorded.
Okay, so you're not doing that. Okay.
So my understanding is that the applicant decided not to pursue that.
Okay. Dr. Carson, did you have something?
I want to make sure he's done first, and then I do have some questions.
Go ahead.
And same church. I mean, I'm looking at two pieces of property that are owned by you, correct?
That is correct, sir.
And I'm looking at a survey that's telling me that the property line between them is going to be expunged.
Not exactly. There's a between the home property and the boatyard.
Right.
From the
on the 150.
150 mark on the call east side. There's 15 feet there.
And then if I can get 5 feet or 7 feet, 8 feet, the closer I can get to the house, the better.
So tell me why you're not joining these properties.
Financial reasons right now. It's taken us quite a few years to save for this now. We still are borrowing money, but we are, from health reasons and financial reasons, we're on our feet now. We're back on our feet. We just got back on our feet after paying some bills, health bills.
So, but, so this is created by you?
Yes.
And I might also mention that if he were to consolidate those parcels, that he would need a conditional use for the boat sales as well.
And why doesn't, and why doesn't he need that now?
He would still need it now if he hasn't pursued it yet. But I do believe on Friday we had ironed out that he did have an existing conditional use for this property.
Correct.
And you don't have it in front of you?
I do not have it in front of me, no ma'am.
Isn't it?
Why not? Okay.
Is, Ms. DeVore, is it the reason, there's an existing conditional use for this corner property, but is it the staff's position that if the lot consolidation went through, that the conditional use currently just goes for the corner lot and not where the home office is?
That is correct, because it would have the effect of expanding the original conditional use.
Correct. So that would need to have an amended conditional use or go through that application process.
That is correct, per 115.222 of the code.
So do you know that you have a conditional use for the corner lot for boat sales?
We have both conditional use for both lots.
Okay. So does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, ma'am.
Any questions from members of the board?
Yeah, sir, why don't you just put it right in the center of your 1 acre lot?
Turning radius, again.
With 1 acre around that?
Well, it's a shame we can't go out there and meet, and we would show you a demonstration of what we've been doing for the last couple of weeks of trying different locations, staking it 50 by 50 building out. And the reason it's got to be 50 is because, again, once you push the trailer back into the pole barn, you've got a 3 foot workbench, probably a 3 or 4 foot of space between the back of the motor, and then you got the 28 foot trailer plus the tongue, and you maybe got a foot, if you're lucky, by the time you close the door in the front. So like when it's all said and done, where we are proposing is the best position.
Well, you put it in the center when you need a variance at all.
That is correct. It would not work for what we're doing.
This, I don't have the front page of this application for some reason on here. Unless it's on a different attachment. But
This again, you have to understand that this lot is an irregular shape. It's a down slope and a 60 foot long rig coming in there. And these boats are getting long. When I first started this, 40 years ago, they were only 20, 21 foot. Now we're up to 28. I just got a new customer today. He's 28 plus 2 foot on the back on a pontoon boat. And then he's got a 300 horse motor, which is another 4 foot. So, and then he's got a big arch on the boat that was manufactured from the factory. These things are getting wider, longer. They were only 7'6" when I started 43 years ago. Now they're going 10 foot. These doors are going to be made 14 by 14 so we can get these larger boats in. Donnie Short's showing these Benningtons that they're 10 foot wide now and poles.
All right. Does that conclude your presentation? Let's stay on task and the reasons why to grant of this variance. So there's 5 things. Uniqueness of the property. Cannot otherwise be developed. You agree that it's created by you. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's the minimum variance.
Okay, that's correct.
But it can otherwise be developed.
Well, this is about as far as we can afford to go.
Yeah.
well.
It's been years in the making. We've delayed it due to finance and health reasons.
Sir, could you show me your entrance again? Because you kind of confused me on that.
There's two entrances.
I'm not worried about the one coming from the Dorman's property. I just want to know where your entrance is, because can't count on that, because that could be developed down there, land's disappearing.
That's correct.
Faster than they made it, for sure.
Now, if a boat has large tubes, larger than 27 diameter tubes, we come in here, it's flat here, and then it just takes a dive from here.
Oh, I've seen.
Angola, it takes a dive.
But where you come in on your property?
I come in here most of the time, come in here.
But that takes you onto their property, so where's your entrance off of the other road there?
Right here, this is our stone driveway.
Okay, and there's an entrance, there's also an entrance coming up that other driveway on the right halfway down, or I think I saw.
There's a small gate here that we don't use. We haven't used it for quite some time, because when you come in, the boat has a tendency to lean.
Sure.
You got a 44 and a quarter inch pontoon.
Yep, I have a pontoon boat.
And these new trailers, especially the new ones, they're 44 and a quarter and slide between these tri-tunes. All these tri-tunes are getting heavier and heavier and heavier. You got to be careful with these things, they're tilting heavy.
Okay, let's stay on task. It's 9:00. Does the staff have any other information that we need to hear tonight during this public hearing?
I would note about this property, Madam Chair, that there is a site distance triangle as well that DelDOT typically requires, and it is on a curve there. So it's not as though the applicant could shift that further closer toward Angola Road, because that would inhibit the sight view of any motorist that was exiting the property.
But he could put it just in front of that 1.00 and be in the setback.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Are you saying put where it says one point in pink, put the pole barn there?
Yeah, in front of it.
Towards the AC?
No, in front. Towards John J. Williams, right there. Okay, is there no other questions, members of the board?
I got a question.
Mr. Williamson.
You have said a couple times about the being drainage problems. It's a downward tilt. I see here on your plot, little plan here, so it would drain all towards, if I'm getting this right, towards Angola.
That's correct.
And you had said it was muddy in there and all, and I understand that. Is there a shed down in that corner and also a boat lift?
There is a boat lift in that corner. That shed's getting torn down when we get the building done.
So I want to understand this, and you said that everything's moving that way, but you have a shed and a boat lift there.
That is correct.
Where all the
now,
water
the boat
is.
Lift, I do have lifted the more or less level, so we can get under there and pick them boats up.
But you have a shed built in that wet area.
And it gets wet in there. Right now, the only thing I have now is a generator in there to run the 110 lift. There are 2-ton electric lifts in there. That generator runs those two lifts until we get power to the pole barn. And then we'll run, I guess they're going to do a sub panel and then run wire down to the lift.
Okay. Mr. Sharp, did you have anything?
Just this, that your proposed pole building, it appears that the side yard setback requirement, the variance that you're seeking is from your other property, is that right?
That is correct.
So there's no encroachment in a setback area that would be adjacent to another neighbor?
Correct.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. And do you have a septic system on this property?
We do, the whole front yard along John J. Williams Highway, the whole front yard is septic. Okay. Septic field and tank.
Okay.
For the house?
That is correct.
What about for this structure? On this, because we're talking about this corner lot.
That is right.
Is there a septic system on this corner lot?
No.
Okay.
It just makes a...
Okay,
I
thank you.
Walk up to the house.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition of the application? Is there anyone on the line Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application? Thank you. So there is an existing shed on the 1 acre parcel down by the boat lift, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and one other, this variance request is created by you, and it could be otherwise developed. Just wanted to make sure I had everything there. Okay, are there any other questions? Last time.
Yeah, you just say that you're going to tie your septic system to your house?
No.
Okay.
No.
I get right. I can't.
No. Mom ain't going to put up with that.
No, I get right. Say, okay.
No.
Okay. I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion. Do I have a motion to table? No motion at all means it dies.
Madam Chair, I move that we deny case 12499 for Dick Ennis. The exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. It's in the record. The property does not have unique physical conditions, or I don't feel that it does.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 4-1, the application is denied.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.